in these groups, people will turn each other in, they'll kill each other. Whatever benefits them at that moment, it's all about greed and moving up in the organization. That's all they really care about. It's money, you guys, at the end of the day, and power, right? When I say moving up in the organization, that's the power part. And the money part, that goes without being said. Now, for those of you who don't remember the video I did on Ivan when he was locked up in an altiplano, you can check it out. It has to do with the shooting that happened outside a club where there was a Canadian exchange student that actually, you know, lost her life. And it was all over a beef at a bar with Ivan at the end of the day. That's what a lot of people won't say when they get into this, is why Ivan lost his temper at a bar, just like what happened with Chino Anthrax when Chino, you know, beat him down. And that beef ended up costing Chino's life at the end of the day. That's the real reason they killed Chino Anthrax, is for that beef. With that being said, in this case, Mayo and Chapo were still very good friends, very close compadres, right? We have to remember Mayo's the godfather to a lot of Chapo's sons. And in this case, Mayo started negotiating with Garcia Luna, the one who's on trial right now, the trial of the century, yeah, that guy. He requested, you know, several things out of Chapo and Mayo. One of them was $5 million. And a month after Ivan was arrested in June, Mayo went and gave him these $5 million in cash in Durango. Now, this is confirmed by several people, but one of them, for example, being El Grande, and this is a very key witness as well in this trial, El Grande, by the way. Now, one of the things that they also wanted was that Ivan was guaranteed to not be extradited, which was given. Now, Garcia Luna said he couldn't drop all the charges, but he'd only leave a small charge of money laundering, which is very easy to fight, and at the end of the day, you know, he didn't have to do much time at all and was released without being extradited. But the kicker here was they had to turn over a certain amount of important key players in the, you know, in the group, and this is in Chapo's group, and he turned over 285 of his own men. So remember that. This is someone turning over people inside their own group to get their son out. And these aren't just nobodies, alright? These are 285 very key players, some of them the most important financial operators in this whole group. All of these people who were turned in at the end of the day were wanted by the Mexican government, and some of them by the American government, and not just for small charges. Like I said, a lot of these people are going to go away for 20 years for life. And also, this person's kid doesn't have to do a couple years. It's insane, right? But that's how this game is played. And a lot of these people would give their life for Chapo or for their organization without knowing that the first chance, when they're not useful, they get thrown away like disposable toy soldiers. It's a good analogy if you think about it, because it's what they are, you guys. They're used for a while to fight or whatever they're needed for, and then they're thrown out once they get broken and squished. And a lot of these people, I think, unfortunately, still even believe their loyalty to this organization. But due to what's coming out, the facts in this trial, it's definitely going to change a lot of their loyalties and their perception. It's just crazy to think a lot of these people had to serve a life sentence to find that out. So hopefully you guys learned from this video and from other videos I do that there is no loyalty in that life. Everyone loses. The only thing you get is prison, death, and bad health. Now, some of the people just, for example, so you guys can get the caliber that were turned in, we can look at Roberto Barbosa. Now, he was actually a Plaza boss for Chapo in Morelos, an extremely important player. We're talking about someone who's moving lots of weight on top of being a Plaza boss and in charge of other aspects inside some organization. And Chapo turned him over like nothing, right? So don't think these are just like little Ticario people like that. No. These are key people. Another one you could look at would be Pedro Barraza or Arturo Mesa Gaspar. Now, these two, to point out, were extremely important financial operators in said organization when it came to the washing of funds, making sure people got paid. And when I say people, I mean large payments. These guys weren't doing like payroll to the little guys. I'm talking about when someone needed $1 million for a bribe or $100,000 here. These were the people in charge of doing it. Now, when they were arrested, I think a lot of people started to think, hey, this is too much of a coincidence. They're arresting too many of us and all in one, you know, quick succession, right? You gotta think about it, you guys. 285 is a lot of people to turn in. But on top of that, it's the actual rank of these people inside the organization. They had to be completely asleep to think the government got that lucky to grab 285 key players simultaneously over the course of a week or two, when on top of they're not going to get that lucky, they know the government's paid off. So with them being paid off, why would they be doing these mass arrests like that? I think a lot of them actually thought that it was a betrayal by the government. For example, you know, the government got paid and they're not completing their side of the deal. I'm sure that was their perspective. If I was in their position, that's what I would have thought too. But once you learn, you know, that your boss and who's in charge really doesn't care about you, like I said about the whole toys, disposable toy soldier thing, it is what it is, you guys. There's nothing good that's going to come out of that. Like I always say, prison, bad health, and death, this is a perfect example that prison can even come to you by the people you love and trust the most, the people you're working for, that person you're willing to give your life for, to protect their family, or whatever your position is in the organization. They do require absolute loyalty, no questions asked, and this is how it's repaid. You guys see what I'm saying, right? Now, with this actual trial that's going on with Hernando Garcia, a lot of other information is coming out about Ochapo and other key players, you know, in these organizations. And it's interesting, the small details that come out in between the lines when people are testifying and the picture that's painted. And if it wasn't for trials like this one, a lot of people would still believe the myth about these people not turning each other in. Every key boss of any group turned people in or turns people in. That's why when people say, Miles is nature, this guy, they all are, you guys. You cannot get to that level without operating with the American government, all right? But the difference is some of these people turn in rivals or other people instead of turning in their own people in their own organization lots of times. But everyone turns people in their own organization at one point or another. It's just some of them have made a habit out of it and use it as a constant, you know, playing card. And other ones kind of save it for worst case, like last resort. Either way, this signifies, you know, a big change as far as people being exposed with what goes on. You know, these trials have changed everything. The first, when I say these trials, of course, were Chapo's, right? A lot of information came out on betrayals and other things like that, but this trial, it even seems going to be a little bit bigger as far as the amount of information due to this. There's really high caliber people, you know, being brought out of the woodwork that maybe wouldn't have ever had a chance to get a deal with the government. And that's what this means to you guys. They aren't just talking to help the United States government. They're getting deals out of this. Some of them are getting time reductions. Some of them could even get out altogether and put in the witness protection. When the United States government needs you, all of a sudden now you have a card, you know, to play to facilitate your early release or total release if they want someone bigger than you and you can offer information on them. So at the end of the day, this could be as well, you know, a chance for a lot of these people to get revenge on the same people that put them away by exposing information on them. Like they thought this person, they had total loyalty to this person, but this person turned them in. Now they're in prison for 20 years. You don't think if they get a chance to burn that person back, they're going to? Of course they are, especially if they can get a deal out of it. Like, let's just be realistic here and say, you know, call things like they are. It's a never-changing world, and as far as Sinaloa's organization, the fact they've been broken up more and more, things like this are just causing further fractures inside the organization. And groups like Jalisco are kind of cheering this on right now because there's no major trials as far as, you know, let's say someone like very high ranking in Mitchell's group right now like this. All these kits are being designated against Sinaloa at the end of the day. Because at the time that we're speaking on, they were the most powerful group in the country, so it's logical. But with that being said, I wish each and one of you a good day. Adios, my friends. Salam a la próxima. Remember, in the comments,